Welcome to Coffee Catastrophe, Writers on a Caffeine High, Season 2, Episode 4. To KU or not to KU?
Oh, that is the question, is it not?
And just a little side note, this is no way endorsing Kansas University.
Aw, oh, hey, they're in the Sweet 16!
Well, goody for them. I went to the school, so... Love Lawrence.
So, an alumni who's getting all over the place. Oh,
that's
okay.
The reason I hate the place.
Oh,
but anyway.
Okay, there we go.
I'm William Brian Johnson, author of Hell to Pay and soon to be released, The Dark Cry of Aristide.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, when it happens.
And I am D.A. Bale, author of the Deepest Darkness series and the Bartender Babe Chronicles, and look for, hopefully, book 5 and 6 of the Bartender Babe Chronicles to be coming out sometime this year.
Which, you know, a future podcast will be, hey, finish what you started.
There we go, yes. And I will. I'll get there. I'm working on them.
Questions, comments, concerns, hate mail about our March Madness brackets, send it to catastrophiccoffee@gmail.com.
And we're going to continue on now with the Industry Insights series that we have going on. One of the things when we're talking about KU and no, it is not the University of Kansas. But there is a program on Amazon, when you do your Kindle Direct Publishing, you can choose to go into what's called Select. If you are, again, new to publishing or everything, you don't know about this, we kind of just want to give you a little bit of background and just help you understand what Select is, what it isn't, and how Kindle Unlimited can potentially benefit you or not. It's basically completely up to you what you decide to do.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with a simple question. So what is Kindle Unlimited?
Kindle Unlimited is a reader subscription program available through Amazon, where you can download books and read as many pages of that book as you want, and it doesn't cost you anything except for your monthly subscription fee.
So it's kind of like a Netflix on books.
Yeah, I guess so. You could think of it that way, yeah.
Interesting. Now, are all books available on this, or is it just certain select
ones? Aha! That's what we're going to get into then with talking about Kindle Select and Kindle Unlimited. As an author, when you decide to release your books and publish your books on Amazon, you can make a choice of whether to make your books exclusive to Amazon, leave them in what's called Kindle Select, or if you are going to go what we also refer to as wide, and that's making your book available on Apple, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Smashwords, all those other places.
So I'm going to guess there's some sort of benefit in doing KU?
Well, there can be. When you do decide to publish your book and make it select and exclusive to Kindle, you are going to sign up basically for like a 90-day time frame and say that I agree to publish my book only on Amazon and have it available nowhere else during that 90-day period. One thing I will say, though, is if you decide that you are going to, you know, just put it in for 90 days and then after that you're going to go what's called wide and put it out on other ebook retailers, you want to be sure and go in on your platform, on your KDP account, and uncheck to automatically renew. If you don't do that at any time during your 90-day period, you'll automatically be rolled back over into another 90-day period. So always determine when you decide to go into Kindle Select as an author, when you decide to put your book under the Kindle Select for that 90-day period, decide, decide ahead of time, am I going to leave this in for another 90-day period, or am I going to take it out and go what we call wide? So you want to make sure you go in there and you uncheck that automatic renewal.
What happens if you go wide before the 90 days?
Huh, you get in big trouble.
Okay.
And you can lose complete access to publishing on Amazon through Kindle Direct Publishing, and
wow.
You can get penalized quite heavily. And you don't want to do that, because Amazon is one of the big gravy trains of the indie publishing world.
Yeah.
Now, Kindle Unlimited, when you choose to go into an exclusive select period with Amazon. You make your book available to the subscription readers of Kindle Unlimited. And what that does is that sets you up for getting a payout of however many pages are read during a particular month.
So you're not just putting your book out for free.
Correct. You are going, if you get reads of your book, if you get pages read, they keep track of it. You can watch and see how many pages are being read of your books that are in Kindle Unlimited every day. And the amount you get paid for each page is minuscule. So it's one of those things where you really want to make sure that you've got some marketing behind your book. You want to make sure that if you're going to do a series, that, you know, you've got plenty of pages, basically. You've got a good book and everything like that.
So the more books that you have available in this, the better off you are because you're making money.
Exactly. The potential is that you'll make more money. Now, one of the things that a lot of brand new authors who have no following, who have no presence or anything like that, one of the things that they like to do is give Kindle Unlimited, say, a 90-day trial period, because it gives readers an opportunity that are, you know, readers that are in the subscription service, it gives them an opportunity to try out authors they've never heard of or don't know anything about, and it allows them to try your book out. You get paid for whatever pages that they do read, and so it helps you to make some money and to get known out in the indie world, you know, before you have a whole bunch of books, say, published.
So is this only for indie authors, or are there other established authors on this?
You know, honestly, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of established indie authors that are in Kindle Unlimited. But as far as through the big five publishers, you know, the traditional publishing world, there's really very little incentive probably for them to put their books into Kindle Unlimited. But I have no clue.
Okay.
I only know from the indie world, from the self-publishing world. So,
what about promotions and things like that? Are there promotions you can do? Does Kindle Unlimited ever do any promotions for your book? Is this where we start talking about the creepy and unforgiving, not the analog, what's the word I'm searching for?
I'm not sure.
What is it that Amazon does with the books when you try to search them?
Oh, their algorithms.
Algorithm. The mighty algorithm.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Well, if your books are in Kindle Unlimited, it gives... Amazon writes their algorithms, and we're getting into a whole different ball of wax here. Amazon writes their algorithms to give prominence to books that are in Kindle Unlimited during searches and stuff like that. So the opportunity to get a little more face time and get a little bit more exposure by having your book in Kindle Unlimited, the algorithms are written in such a way that it gives Kindle Unlimited books more exposure in just standard searches. Whereas if your book's not in Kindle Unlimited, you know, the algorithms suppress a lot of the books. And you have to work harder to get more exposure. To get seen a little bit more.
Have you seen any other promotional things that Amazon will do to their Kindle Unlimited authors?
Well, to their select authors.
Or to their select authors.
If you decide to make your book exclusive to Amazon for that 90-day period, there are 5 days each 90-day period that you sign up, 5 days that you're allowed to put out your book for free. And you can do it or not. It's up to you. There's also what's called countdown deals, where you can do a short-term sale, let's say, on your book. They do a lot of extra promotion, you know, in-house promotion of your book that way. You know, you can do a lookup for Kindle countdown deals, and, you know, they'll have them all displayed. Of course, you know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of books probably that are involved in that, but it's, again, another way to get some publicity for your book without any fee except for, you know, just making it exclusive to Amazon. I had never done Kindle Unlimited before, or, you know, KDP Select. Before they had Kindle Unlimited, there was very little motivation for it. But I had been seeing a lot of discussion, arguments, and everything like that on K-boards, on the message boards, threads, and stuff like that. You know, some people who were saying, oh, Kindle's the, you know, Kindle Unlimited is the greatest thing since, you know, the invention of the wheel, and other people who were just saying, no, you know, I don't see any benefit to it. I'm not getting any page reads or anything like that. One of the things that I decided to do, because I really couldn't join in that conversation since I hadn't ever participated before, I decided to go ahead and pull my Bartender Babe series, since it's not complete yet. I decided to pull it from being wide, because I've always released wide to all the retailers in the past. So I pulled it back, the four books that are currently out, I pulled them back from all the other retailers, and I put it into a one 90-day round that I'm currently still in, and it's up May 1st. And so I put it into the pool of Kindle Unlimited and made it exclusive in Select for 90 days. One of the things that I have found is just in some of the discussions that I've seen on K-boards and just in my own experience, I got page reads, immediately. I started getting massive numbers of page reads in the first couple of weeks. I had over 40,000 page reads on four books very quickly.
Wow.
And so, but then of course that dropped off because I'm doing this as an experiment, and I know this probably sounds crazy because in a way I'm shooting myself in the foot. I'm not doing any marketing, any promotion, anything on the series while it's in Kindle Unlimited, just so I can see what kind of benefit are we looking at. So when I first went in, I was getting huge page reads, and then of course those have really dropped off and taken a little bit of a nosedive since I've passed that 30-day mark and everything there.
Are you going to continue it after these 90 days?
Still deciding. May 1st is when it's up, so I have time to make my decision there.
So what about your first series?
My Deepest Darkness series?
Yeah, why didn't you go with that one?
Because it's finished, it's established, and the problem is, since I was already wide, anytime you pull back books from other retailers and you make it exclusive to Amazon, you lose all of your previous reviews.
Okay.
And I had a lot of reviews on my Deepest Darkness series, but I don't have as many reviews on the Bartender Babe series since it's still fairly new and I haven't done as much promotion of it as, you know, I did with Deepest Darkness. I never got a book bub.
I think we've talked about book bub.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the holy grail of indie author book promotion. Oh, but super expensive, but oh my goodness, it's totally worth it. You ever get a book bub, just pay the fee and bite your lips. or bite the bullet and...
Bite your tongue.
Yeah, whatever, okay, I need more coffee. So, you know, I started out really well, and it's dropped off, but again, I haven't done any promotion. One of the other things that I realized is I think a lot of it depends upon the genre that you're in, whether or not your book is going to get much play in Kindle Unlimited without a lot of promotion.
What do you think is the top genres for that?
Oh, definitely romance. Romance is, of course, huge, huge readership on Kindle Unlimited.
What is it, 70% of books published?
Oh, I don't even know what the percentage is now. I think last year it was like 80-some percent. Ugh. Like 86, 87% of the books that are published are romance. That's why everybody keeps telling me I need to write a romance book, but it's like, I'll kill everybody in it before it's written. I'll slit everybody's throats. I mean, it's just, that's what I do. I kill people and break things. In my books. In my books only. But, you know, the mystery, particularly like cozy mysteries and stuff like that, a lot of the cozy mysteries have a little element of romance and stuff to them as well. And I think that's one of the reasons why the mysteries and stuff like that does pretty decent in Kindle Unlimited as well. I don't know really about too many other ones, but romance is the big kicker.
Yeah.
I know that's been one of the problems on some of the anti Kindle Unlimited people on the message boards, is that maybe they're in kind of a niche, you know, some sort of a niche genre, and they're just not seeing the page reads. And in our previous podcast, you know, we talked about the importance of making sure you've got a professional looking cover that's genre appropriate. I think that's what, you know, kicks a lot of people in the behind as well, is their cover may not be professional looking, their cover may not really speak to the genre, and if it doesn't, you know, people are going to just kind of pass over it and not really give it a lot
It's not going to have the reader appeal if it did.
It's not fair to say that, you know, oh, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but we do! I mean, if there's not something in a cover that grabs somebody's attention, they're going to just go right on by. So, you know, that's, again, pretty much, I think, one of the reasons, or several of the reasons why some people do good in KU and some people don't do good in KU. If, again, you're a new author and you're trying to just get your name out there and get your presence established, I think Kindle Unlimited is a good way to do that on a small scale. And I've seen more and more people start their series. Maybe they start the series, release a couple of books in the series, or maybe, you know, get the entire series released while it's under Kindle Unlimited. And then after it's got a following, after it's got a presence established, maybe for that series or for them as an author, then they open up and go wide with the other ebook retailers with their books. I'm seeing a lot more of that lately mentioned on K-boards, that a lot more people are going what's called wide with their books out of Kindle Unlimited.
With this series, do you think you've made more out of Kindle Unlimited or with just ebook sales?
At first, when I first moved over, I was surprised because I had done an estimate of what I was making on my book sales, just straight book sales on Amazon when I was wide, and this was just on Amazon that I was looking at it. So, because it's always been my biggest sales venue. But I was selling like around, I was making about $11, $12 a day in income on Amazon before I went into Kindle Unlimited. When I first went into Kindle Unlimited, I was making, you know, 20-some dollars a day on page reads and sales. That was another thing that surprised me. Without doing any promotion whatsoever, I noticed an uptick in actual sales of my books in the Bartender Babe Chronicles series.
Do you think it would benefit to do big promotions during this?
Very much so.
And what sort of promotions would you think would be best?
Standard promotions that we've talked about before with marketing. We'll probably get into those again a little bit later in another episode. But, you know, I typically stick with the general ones, you know, e-reader news today, Robin Reads, if I could get another book bub, I would be in heaven. Reading deals, My Book Cave, you know, all the different ones that I've tried, that I've used, that have worked. That would be one of the ways that I would do it. And of course, when you do that, one of the things I've seen is that people will make a note that this book is available for Kindle Unlimited in their blurb part on the
So it gives a little bit wider side.
Yes, it gives a little bit more opportunity for people to take a chance on you, you know, knowing that it's not going to cost them anything because it's part of their subscription service anyway. I mean, that's one thing I think with you having been out of the publishing world for so long, it could be a good thing for you with Aristide when you get it ready for publishing is to give it one quick run around the Kindle Unlimited block, see if you can get a readership established on it during that 90-day time period and everything. Just see what it, you know, it doesn't hurt you to do anything.
Right.
You know, releasing in a more narrow focus and then later, you know, broadening your focus and going with the other places. I don't know. You know, I think it's a good thing to try.
Okay.
Just to see if it works for you. Because like I said, you know, I didn't have opinion one way or the other because wide I felt like was working for me, but then at the same time, yeah, you know, I couldn't participate in those arguments and discussions with other people on the boards because I had no experience in what it was like to be in Kindle Unlimited.
So you mainly joined so you could get on K boards and argue.
No. Just so I could have the actual knowledge behind me that if people talked about it, again, you know, if the arguments were not ridiculous, you know, that maybe I might have some actual real-world knowledge, having been wide in KU and wide again, maybe being able to just say, this was my experience. I'm not going to promote it, it's the best thing since, you know, the wheel, and I'm not going to say it's crap either, because it has been a good experience for me so far. I just wish I could keep the momentum building instead of dropping off. And maybe that's what it says about my writing. Who knows?
Either that, or maybe it also shows the need for more promotion and more things.
Exactly.
After certain amounts of time that it's been on.
Exactly. So, you know, we'll see what it has to do and what I decide to do come May 1st. So,
I think that sounds like a great point to cut this off.
Okay, well, I am D.A. Bale.
And I am William Brian Johnson. If you have questions, comments, concerns, hate mail.
No!
You want to even talk about your own keyboard experiences, please email
or
us.
Your Kindle Unlimited experiences.
Or your Kindle Unlimited experiences. Email us at catastrophiccoffee@gmail.com.
And go KU in March Madness.
Whatever.
Make it to the Final Four, baby!
Thank you, Dick Vitale.
Dickie V! Oh my goodness, we're going back way. Okay, anyway, we'll see you next time, everyone.
Take care.